This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. You're with Dan Roebuck alongside me, freelance Italian football journalist Daniele Fisichella. Daniele, final weekend of Serie A action and the game's kicking off Friday, Saturday and Sunday, not all at the same time, which is better from a betting point of view. We've not got to try and get a zillion different screens up to keep up to date with all the action. We're going to kick off where it matters here. Milan and Inter kick off at the same time. Milan away at Sassuolo. Since we started this podcast, back end of the season, you've been sweet on Milan. They're getting shorter every week. They are minus 1,000 to get the job done on the futures market. They're not going to slip up away at Sassuolo, are they, Daniele? How do you see it?
No, they're not going to slip up for me. They only need a point. Let's not forget, because the head-to-head, it's in their advantage against Inter. And they've done it time and time again this season at home, the last game, convincing against Atalanta. They've done it on the road. Let's not forget, Milan are the top team on the road this season in Serie A. They were the top team on the road last season as well. Last season, they won a crucial game in the last game of the season at Bergamo, at Atalanta, to secure Champions League football. So, you know, they are used to this kind of pressure. But if you look at the way they played under pressure against Verona, against Fiorentina, against Atalanta, they have been able to really, really cope with it. They got no any big injuries to deal with, so they can go to Sassuolo confident. A point will be enough, and I think they will get it. Okay, somebody might argue in the reverse fixtures, Sassuolo beat them 3-1 at San Siro, was probably Milan's worst game of the season, but they were coming back after a 1-0 win at Madrid against Atletico Madrid, so it was a very intense period with the Champions League. And also this time Milan don't have to go for it. They don't have to attack. They can also sit back and perhaps take a draw, which I don't think is going to happen anyway. All last games between these two teams have finished with an over 2.5 goals, but Milan's defensive record is astonishing. Only 2 goals conceded in the last 9 Serie A games at Kalulu and Tomori. Having a great season, Maignan, the new keeper, really filling up the Gigio Donnarumma boots. Sassuolo, 17 goals conceded in the last 9. No clean sheet. But, you know, in the history of Serie A, we have seen titles being lost in the last game of the season. But this time there is a little bit of a difference, because when Juventus lost it in 2000 in Perugia, Perugia had nothing to play for, but there was a big rivalry between Perugia and Juventus. What a hot, hot atmosphere. 2002, Inter lost it in the last day at the Stadio Olimpico against Lazio. Again, Lazio had to qualify for UEFA, but again, there was a hot atmosphere. Sassuolo, the Mapei Stadium, is not. It's going to be full of Milanisti. And guess what? The president of Sassuolo, which team does he support? He never made a mystery of it.
It must be Milan then.
Well, he does. That's what Mr. Quincy supports. So, you know, he might be happy. Anyway, I don't want to say anything. Pick Milan to win, to get the 3 points, and both to score. It could be an interesting game with a lot of score, but Milan to win, both to score, plus 163.
Interesting. All the metrics point to a Milan win, and even things off the field as well, potentially. That is a terrific preview. Inter, are they going to keep up their end of the bargain? Obviously, they're kicking off at the same time. If things are going against them in that Sassuolo-Milan game, I don't know what's going to happen with Inter here. Will they down tools? Obviously, they are extremely short in the betting. Minus 835. Sampdoria plus 2,000 here. The draw plus 800. Inter, we know, have got a win. Might be keep an eye on what's happening in the Sassuolo-Milan game as well. How are we going about this from a betting point of view, Daniele?
From a betting point of view, I think you could choose perhaps Inter to score the first goal. But again, the price is not high, because if the only hope the Inter has is to settle the game in the first 10, 15 minutes. Milan are still drawing, so there is a little bit of tension at Mapei Stadium. But if this doesn't happen, really, Inter have less than 1% chance to retain the title. Inter, the best attack of Serie A, 81 goals scored against one of the worst defense. So you might look at the goals market. But Sampdoria, they're already saved. They were saved last week before kicking off against Fiorentina, and out of a sudden they were playing more freely. They were committing players forward. 37 years young Quagliarella scored a magic goal, and then, you know, they scored four. So maybe this time Gianpaolo is gonna go with two up top, with Quagliarella and Caputo. We're gonna see a little bit more freedom from Sampdoria. Last six encounters between these two teams have been over 2.5 goals and both to score. Last season, very similar circumstances. Last game of the season, Inter-Sampdoria 5-1. Nothing to play for, of course. Inter always conceding in the last six. They're scoring a lot, but, you know, they're leaking the odd goal in. And maybe this is a chance for Inter also to play those players that was going to leave at the end of the summer. Vidal, Sanchez, unfortunately. Also, Perisic, high-scoring game, I think. Both to score and over 2.5 goals. That pays quite well, plus 133.
Yeah, plus 133 for BTTS and overs. Take advantage of that. Inter versus Samp. Saturday, Fiorentina against Juventus here. Not got a strong view on this one, Daniele. You're leaning potentially for Juventus on the Asian handicap here. Talk us through your pick.
But because I think Fiorentina, they look a little bit tired, you know, and even if they had to go for it at Genoa against Sampdoria, they really couldn't manufacture a good clear-cut chance in the first 45 minutes. Only one win in the last five, yet they have improved a lot this season compared to last season, but they might fall a little bit short. You know, since Vlahovic moved to Juventus, the goals have dried up for Fiorentina. Not that Vlahovic is scoring loads of goals for Juventus, but, you know, things look a little bit better for him over there, if you like. Fiorentina this season, three games against Juventus, three defeats to nil. A little bit unlucky perhaps in the Coppa Italia matches, but, you know, they never managed to score. Only beat Juventus once, Fiorentina, in the last 5 years. They are good at home, a Franchi. They are the third team in the home table of Fiorentina. They can actually finish second in the home table if they win this one. Juventus, you can tell they're not playing for anything. You know, against Lazio, I think they got the game was pretty much won. They managed to concede two, one in stoppage time. Lazio was even without Immobile. Rarely Juventus scores more than two. That's been the downfall this season. But it is the last game in the Juventus shirt for many important players. Chiellini, Dybala, they had already the farewell at the Juventus Stadium. Allegri, they don't want to go out with a defeat, I think. That's why my preferred bet is Asian handicap plus 0.5 for Juventus, which basically is a double chance, x2, and pays minus 115.
Decent one. And maybe the pressure is just getting to Fiorentina. They've slipped up in their pursuit of European football over the course of the last few weeks on a number of occasions. Still on Saturday, Atalanta against Empoli here. Atalanta, it'd be a shame if they're not in European football next season. They really need to win to have a chance of getting into the Conference League. They are short here at minus 455. How do we get a little bit of value out of this game, Daniele?
So this is Atalanta is important for this one because obviously they will be looking at what Fiorentina does. They are ahead on the head-to-head. So if they match Fiorentina's result, they are guaranteed a place in Europe, Conference League, Europa League. Doesn't really matter for Atalanta as long as they are in Europe. They take these things really, really serious in Bergamo, the cup competition. The problem for Atalanta is the home form, which has been awful this season. Actually, they are near to relegation. If you look at the home table, goal difference only plus 3 when they play at the Stadio Azzurri d'Italia, conceded 28 goals at Atalanta. So you can always look for Atalanta to leak a goal, but perhaps to score a couple. Let's see, because against Milan, Atalanta, they were a little bit conscious. I mean, only with one up top, only with Muriel. I was expecting at least to go with Muriel and Boga, or maybe Muriel and Zapata. Let's see if Gasperini unleashes them again, as he did in the previous weeks. They've been scoring a little bit more. At Empoli, newly promoted, already saved. Only one win in 22 games, though, for the Tuscan side. They could have lost against Salernitana. Vicario, the goalkeeper, was the man of the match, saved the penalty, and made other great saves. Now, could you imagine the second worst defense in Serie A still managed to be saved? Well, you can, because Empoli are the second worst defense of Serie A. 70 goals conceded, something to work for next season for sure. And reverse fixtures were 4-1 to Atalanta. No clean sheets for Atalanta in the last 10. Only two clean sheets for Empoli in the last 10. There were 2-0 draws. Atalanta win, you know, it's so too important for them to win. Doesn't pay amazingly good, but Atalanta win and both to score. As I said, when Atalanta, you can always be sure they're going to leak a goal, and that pays well, plus 123 actually.
Yeah, plus 123 for Atalanta to win, both teams to score. Friday, Torino versus Roma. Roma getting a few days off ahead of their Conference League final. Of course, they take on Torino here. Lots of different ways that Roma can get into Europe next season. They could win the Conference League final, of course, next week. They're not guaranteed it via league position here. What's Jose Mourinho going to do with his team shape against Torino? Will he want to put out a strong side here? Torino, with, I think, Andrea Belotti's on his way, isn't he? He's got a lot of goals for the club. How do you assess this one?
No, I don't think Roma is going to risk any of the starting 11 that's going to play in Tirana, because the Conference League final is too important for Roma. They traded almost as a Champions League final, and with reason, because, you know, this is a team that needs European success. They need recognition. So I don't think they're going to risk it too much. We saw it against Venezia as well. It made a few changes, and it probably going to make 11 changes this case. Surely without Mkhitaryan, surely without Zaniolo, that are slightly injured. Abraham is the top scorer in Conference League. I don't think he's going to start at Torino. By the way, if Roma finish 8th and they win the Conference League, they will be in the Conference League next season. So, you know, they got a back route, if you like, to European football. Torino can be really hard to beat for top teams. Has made life very difficult to the likes of Milan, of Inter, of Lazio lately, also Juventus. They won a few 1-0 games so far this season, already 50 points in the table, good win away at Verona. You know, all looking positive, perhaps without Bellotti's contribution has not been great. This season has been injured a lot. But, you know, things are going in the right direction for Juric's team, which is going to be obviously very aggressive and pressing hard, high, as they normally do. They have some injuries as well to contend with Torino, but my idea is for a low scoring game. It could even be a 0-0, but perhaps a both to score, no. So either one team to score, which I think more likely Torino, or could be a 0-0, and that pays plus 110.
Plus 110, both teams to score. No, you want to go unders. It's minus 108. So obviously both teams to score. No, better value. Three of the last four for Roma, both teams to score. No. Sunday, relegation games kicking off at the same time. Here we've got Salernitana, Udinese, Venezia against Cagliari. We can almost do these games together here. I guess the first question is, who do you think is going to stay up, Daniele, out of Salernitana and Cagliari?
I think it's Salernitana. I think they are in a better position, in a better shape. You know, they don't concede many goals. They are unbeaten in the last 7, only conceded more than one goal in the last 9 games. And they always find a way to score. Actually, you know, if had they not conceded against Cagliari in the 90th minute, had they scored the penalty at Empoli in the 84th minute, they would be already home and dry and safe, and that would have been a miracle for a team that changed 3 managers this season. Look, I think Salernitana needs to win, because if Cagliari wins, they are level on point, and the goal difference in this case, it's in favor of Cagliari, unless there is a 7-goal swing for Salernitana, which I think is unlikely. But I like the shape of Salernitana. I like their defensive cohesiveness. They got Bohinen, the Norwegian back. It's been really, really good. A good addition in January alongside the other 10 signings they did. But they pretty much all worked, from Simone Verdi to the goalkeeper, Sepe. They play Udinese. anything can happen with Udinese. I think, again, it's another team that since they got saved, they're playing a little bit more freely. They're committing more playing forward, maybe a little bit short up front without Beto and Success. They are both injured and they scored, especially the Portuguese, a few goals. Look, for Salernitana Udinese, it could be a cagey game because, you know, this is everything depends on what happened at Venezia, really. So it could be a high scoring game, but maybe cagey in the first half. So I'm going to go under one goal in the first half, which pays plus 128. You got a little bit of a parachute because if you finish 1-0 each way, you get your money back.
Indeed, that's a push. Of course, that's the Asian line on the plus on the under one goal in the first half market on the Bet Rivers website. We've referenced the Venezia Cagliari game. Obviously, Venezia, I think they were down before they played last weekend.
Yes.
Cagliari here, they are minus 400 to be relegated. As you mentioned, they probably will go down because Salernitana have got that better record. But what do we think here? Venezia have been starting strongly, even though they are down. How do you assess this one?
No, but I think Venezia, I watched them against Roma and they were already relegated, but they played really, really well. They put their bodies on the line, last ditch defending, they score first and then they managed to hang on. I mean, they play so well that they got, for example, three players on the book, Kino, Kerega and Vaca, they're all going to be suspended. But tells you how much it matters to them to get the results out of the Stadio Olimpico. And, you know, the last home games they won against Bologna, they are going more for it. Too little, too late. But I don't think it's going to be easy for this Cagliari side that really struggles to score. The away record for Cagliari is awful. Only 14 goals scored, only two in the last four. And, you know, a little bit of a caveat there, you know, trivia, never beaten Venezia Cagliari in the history of Serie A. They haven't met many times, but you know, they never actually beat them. Cagliari season started badly. It's gonna end even worse, I think. And I'm gonna go for a Venezia to score first, Venezia to take the lead, plus 160, of course, nil-nil, no bet, you get your money back.
I like this one, Venezia to score the first goal, plus 160, no goal. No bet. Let's move on to the other games here. We've got Genoa Bologna next. Not too much to play for these two. Genoa relegated after that 3-0 defeat at Napoli last time out. Not one that you're going to get too heavily involved in, I think, here, Daniele.
No, in betting terms, I'd rather pass it. Probably also on a spectator terms, I'm going to pass it. But we have to be honest. I mean, Sunday afternoon, there are better things to do than watching Genoa Bologna. But I'm sure the Genoa supporters will go to Marassi, to the farewell, to the team that has been in Serie A for many years and now needs to restart from Serie B with the new owners. You know, the January transfer market didn't work. They brought too many young and inexperienced players, maybe too many foreign players, need to get used to the new league. Genoa don't score many goals, but this could be an exception maybe if you really want to go for it. Over 2.5 goals pays minus 136.
Lazio Verona next up. Lazio have qualified, haven't they, for the
yes.
Europa League group stage. Verona nothing to play for. I guess a win makes sure of a top 10. Again, what are we looking at here? We're looking at goals in this game?
We're looking at goals because I was surprised by Lazio, despite not having the Serie A top scorer Immobile for the game as Juventus. He might be back for this one. Depends if his ankle is all right. They scored two at Torino and they created a few chances. Milinkovic-Savic is in great form. And when Lazio manages to put on the pitch Luis Alberto, Milinkovic-Savic, Zaccagni, maybe Immobile, you always guaranteed a goal. Second best attack at home for Lazio with 39 goals scored. Verona normally concedes when they go away, but you know, it's a team with three strikers in double figures so far this season, Barak, Lasagna, and Caprari, both to score, and you can announce it with an over 2.5 goals, a little bit of a classic. Don't be surprised, doesn't pay very well. Minus 108 for this mini parlay.
Yeah, don't mind that little related contingency there. Overs and two, and both teams to score. If you just want to play the overs, you can do it. It's minus 175. It's not as big a price, obviously, in that Lazio-Verona game. Last one we can take a look at. It's Spezia versus Napoli. This is a really interesting bet that you've come up with here because we talk about it a lot, and a lot of bettors are going to look at this and think surely there's going to be goals in this game. They may well have seen Spezia's games over the last few weeks. They may well have seen Napoli play, but you've sort of turned it on its head a little bit here for this one, Daniele. Just explain what you're going to back.
Yeah, because I think, look, my idea is a Napoli win and under 4.5 goals, which is still a high scoring game, if you like. You know, it can finish 3-1 for Napoli.
This is a good price, isn't it? Plus one, yeah, I think this is a really good bet.
And that plays plus 100. Why? Because Napoli have been scoring a lot recently. As soon as they were released from the pressure of fighting for the Scudetto, you know, which obviously they will regret a lot, they score many more goals. This is going to be the last game in the Napoli shirt for the captain Insigne, second top scorer of Napoli history, already farewell at the Maradona last weekend. Maybe the last game with Napoli shirt for Mertens as well. So again, they want to end up on a high. Spalletti's playing with Lozano, with Osimhen, with Mertens, with Insigne. I think they're going to go for it. Spezia on the other side showed us that they can hurt no matter who they play against, because again, they play on the front foot, they want to do Udinese scoring 4, they do create chance. Normally Spezia against the top teams score but loses. Napoli though has been one of the best defenses for the duration of the Serie A, so you know, a 3-1 win for Napoli, or could be a 2-1 win for Napoli, I think it's very reasonable, which will allow Napoli to consolidate the first spot, of course, and Spezia to come out of this season, you know, giving the supporters something to cheer for, so probably a Spezia goal as well. So Napoli win under 4.5 goals.
Yeah, plus 100, fair price. 8 clean sheets away from home for Napoli this season, as Daniele was alluding to. That's the most in Serie A. It's a really good angle in, and it's a fair price as well. Check out that on the Bet Rivers website. Right, let's get some best bets. Let's get some dogs. You've been brilliant with your outsiders recently, Daniele. We get the parlay as well. Best bet of the weekend for you first up. What do you like?
I like Inter-Sampdoria, both teams to score, which pays plus 112, which is quite a lot for a best bet. But, you know, I think seeing the last few games between these two teams, I think Inter will score and will concede.
I don't mind best bets being big prices. Don't worry about that. The dog is even bigger. And I loved the one last week because we had that late goal from Lazio. It was Lazio to score over 1.5 goals, which is brilliant. What are you going for this time?
I think Cagliari are going to go down, and they're going to go down by not winning in Venezia. So I'm going to go for a double chance. Venezia-Cagliari 1x plus 114.
Like that one, Venezia, Cagliari, home win or the draw in your favour. Decent price at plus 114. The parlay, what's your 4 picks for the parlay this week, Daniele?
Atalanta to beat Empoli, Roma to score under 1.5 goals when they play Torino, Lazio-Verona, high-scoring game, so over 2.5 goals. And as we mentioned before, Napoli to go to Spezia and get the 3 point. The total line is a plus 403.
Decent parlay for those 4 results. This is our last podcast of the season, obviously. What are we looking for over the course of the summer? Obviously, Milan look like they're going to win the title. Are Milan going to strengthen? Are they going to lose players? Are Inter going to lose players? We know they're going to lose some players. Likewise, Juventus. What do you see happening? What's going to be the big storylines, do you think, across Serie A over the course of the next few months?
Whether Milan take over from the new group Investcop, backed by Arabs, is going to happen, and when is going to happen, who they going to bring to strengthen their chances to perhaps retain the Scudetto. Are Inter going to sacrifice one of the big players as they did last summer? They're talking about Bastoni and Juventus. Allegri hasn't left any legacy from this season. They need to start from scratches, but, you know, they got a young Vlahovic, they got a returning Chiesa from an injury. Let's see who they bring, especially midfield. Maybe Pogba.
Interesting if he returns to Italian football, that's for sure. Always lots of narrative when it comes to Italian football, and you can keep across Daniele's thoughts on it by sticking with him on social media. Your details again for us, Daniele?
On Twitter is The Fisi.
There you go, easy. That wraps up this season's Bet Rivers podcast for Serie A. We'll see you for the pre-season preview in August.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the Bet Rivers Network.